yesterday. I was reading this shit. You know what I'm saying? It was talking about how the white people.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up.
But still, there's only so much time left in this crazy world.
What's happening? Herbbox. Off the top, it is where you can get your cannabis news. You can get your updated accessories, accoutrement news. Well, I guess it's not news, more just alert. Take your smoke break. I be the one KB, he be the one L, and we are doing this podcast. First of all, I want to say, man, rest in power to the great Chuck Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, let's say it. Straight up, man, Beach Boys stole their shit. You know, he sued him. He got his money. But that's the rock and roll, man. That's who started, you know. So Gene Simmons, when you say that we shouldn't be hip hop, I say we because it's a generation. When you say that hip hop shouldn't be in the rock and roll, you was a gimmick group. You had to put on makeup. So come on, man. For real? You was a clown. Literally. For saying that. But I respect your opinion, but let's get deeper into the music and think about it now. Rock and roll, stolen basically from blues, and we are the grandsons and granddaughters of those who did it, and we can't get in the door? Don't sound right to me. But anyway, shoot, also, somebody else passed away or something. Well, it's been a long, it's the godfather of, I guess you could say, jazz fusion. I think he passed away in February. I think we was on our hiatus. So I want to say rest in power to Larry Caldwell. Also, Al Jarreau.
Okay.
Al Jarreau passed away as well, and rest in power to him as well. So these great men we leaving in the losing in the musical business. I think, it's within a month's time, just those three, you know. Great ones. Yeah. You know what, but see, at that time, probably at that time, because I think Larry Caldwell, like he played with Miles Davis. And see, music, they always put music and drugs and music and reefer. Well, back then they called it reefer, so.
Reefer. Mm-hmm. Why not reefer?
Right, so that being said, I mean, I can't really say that the heroin, well, it's like the kids today. It's nothing's changed, you know?
Nothing's changed.
Mm-mm. Okay. You just substitute the heroin that was some of the greats used. So you can look at Coltrane, all right? Great musician, one of the greats, right? Used heroin, you know, overdose, died, whatever. Billie Holiday, same thing, right? Well, Lil Wayne, one of the greats, and openly uses, you know what I'm saying? Promethazine, codeine. And, you know, it's got a whole way, but I mean, not even that, because started Texas right around here, so we know about it. you know, with DJ Screw, Big Mello, Fat Pat, see Big Mo, rest in peace to all them fathers, so rest in power, I should say to all them, but, you know, Syrup, as we know it, was had a lot to do with it. I bring all that to say that it's a real fine line with this music and drugs, you know?
Yeah.
A real fine line. And I understand, but if we could just kind of keep it... At this point, that's what weed is so different than all the harsh drugs. It's just, like we talked about it last week, there's no way it's the same because it's totally different and we got to separate the two. I don't know what heroin does or cocaine. I don't mess around with that. But I don't even see it as a rich man's drug. I see it really as that's not cool. I mean, this is not my thing. Like, I think I could be more creative with
it
weed.
It gets you high, you know. Like a lot of rich men have drugs.
No, I don't. Speaking of drug tests, Paul Ryan just rolled out a bill that allows the states to drug test all people that are unemployed and receiving unemployment. So, if you are unemployed and you're about to receive, you know, your unemployment check, they are going to start drug testing in some states.
Okay.
I think it's a waste of money. But it's funny how the Republicans talk about we don't want government in our business. We want small government, not big government. That's government being in your business.
Huh?
You know what I mean? Like,
well,
you're unemployed, you shouldn't be getting high. It's my liberty to do whatever I want to do. Like, now I don't agree with, check this out, I don't agree with that that lady off of, what is it, Burning Issues or whatever, The Blaze, Tommy Lauren. I don't agree with nothing she's got to say. She was on another show, and they suspended her because she said, I'm pro-choice. She's a woman. She said, hey, I'm pro-choice. I don't think the government should be in my business and choose what I do. They shut her down. Say, hey, you suspended. Because that means you are okaying abortion. Now, she's saying a person got the choice. Yeah, they shouldn't do it, but then they got the choice. You know, person got the choice. If you say, well, don't do suicide, don't do abortion, but don't commit suicide. You know, but the person got the choice to do that. You can't tell a person they can't kill themselves, they can kill themselves. It's like you can't, it's wrong to do both of them, but they got to, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously, the people that don't believe in pro-choice, they believe that the choice is, having that choice and making that choice is so wrong that they should prohibit the general public to do it. So the consensus in their mind is a moral and wrong. And
but then you'll go up in the Planned Parenthood and shoot people and kill them and say you're protecting the babies.
In extreme cases, yeah.
No, thank you. That's... Now you're going high fly and that ain't, you're not getting nowhere like that. Like, what you can do is stop somebody. It's educated. Education. You know, because if they know better, you do better. You know?
True.
Or if you help a person get out of the situation at the end, which education will help that. That's the key, education. Boom. And hopefully we can educate you all today with some cannabis news. We got some top five vapors that's out. Yo, what are the top five? Wait a minute. These vapes, guys, are getting, they get a little expensive, but they are better. I mean, so, yo, I had a vape pen, right? Got it in 1st of February. I take about 2 hits on it a day, every other day. And boom, it still lasts me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, pretty good hit and I'm good. And so I would advise, just try it out. I mean, you know, sometimes I rhyme slow. Sometimes I rhyme fast. Sometimes. Nice and smooth is funky. So do both of them if you can. Do both of them. I mean, summertime, you know, you're out and about, you know, boom, slide in your pocket, 2 puffs and go about your business. I lost one on my birthday. I was listening to some music and I think it fell out somewhere. I don't know where, but yeah.
You want to play some Chuck Berry for the music?
Ooh. I mean, we can tap into.
One song.
I mean, we can give him some minutes. Those 3, Al Jarreau, Larry Caldwell, and Chuck Berry. Yeah, we'll play some. But I'll tell you what, we will have the top 5 vapes when we come back after this little tribute to the greats. All right, so we'll be back. Even L was like, man, I know. But you know what? You knew Chuck Berry, though, right?
Yep.
But Larry, I think I said Caldwell. I think it's Cariel. So I messed up on the name. I apologize. But, yeah, he was the, godfather of jazz fusion. You know, from 68 to 72, 3, kind of that Miles Davis, you know, fusing it all together. Then, you know, Al Jarreau, you know, was just a, you know, he was a jazz singer. I mean, he was a singer, you know, we played a little ballad. I'm, you know, I'm just a big music person. That's why I used to, you know, stuff in the background. We did a little smoke break. So it was like, yo, everybody need breaks, chill, got some music. I don't know how you listen to it. I know your ass ain't jogging listening to this. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So if you're sitting back, smoking, that's smoke break. And here's some smoke accessories. We was talking about the top five vapors. L got them here. Yeah, what we got, L? Who is number? Oh, they got number. We should go five or four. What do they got? Number one down to five or five to one?
They just have some really good vapes.
All right, we're going to discover y'all really good vapes. All right.
I mean, their range and versatility. Some of them have Bluetooth features.
Ooh, dig that. Talk, you know, speak on that.
You could, with an app on your phone, it allows you to track the usage of the user and also let you know when you need to recharge the pin. That way you can buy it.
That is tight. How much is that? What's the name of that one?
That one is called a DaVinci IQ. It's like $275.
That's not bad though. $275, it's a good grip. It's a good grip, but you know, if you smoke, you need to, it does it take flower and cannabis oil and wax?
It's probably based on consumer usage and price point. But I mean, there's dozens of vape companies out there. As in the beginning, it was probably a handful. Now it's probably like dozens of companies that,
yeah, but that make use. Yeah, but you got a lot of, you know, I mean, it's just like you got dozens of people who make, you know.
Yeah, but in when
a lot of shit, TVs, you know,
most people are going to go for price.
Okay, so that was one, the DaVinci IQ. So yeah. What was the next one?
Okay, I mean that was probably one of the more expensive ones.
Yeah, $275 is it's a pretty good grip, but you know, I mean,
it was like $149.
Okay, and who's $149?
And Boost is one of the many other companies. That one was DaVinci. Boost is another company.
All right.
I said there's hundreds of them. By Aber, Boost by Aber. So that's a
Aber.
Yeah,
spell that.
A-B-B-E-R. Dr. Aber. I think they make like the other kind of vape pens too.
And I hear them a lot of times. I listen to cannabis radio. You know, like I said, man, I do a podcast. They do one too, and I salute them dudes. And I hear Doctor, they do a lot of cartoon. I was gonna do Airbox on there, and I was like, man, I do not want no cartoon kind of joking around with my box. Like, I'm not with it. It was, yeah. So yeah, we had to, didn't have a great, you know, it was, I respect them, but the way I wanted to do my box, who can do it better than me? So I figured, like, yo, I do my own thing. Okay, thank you. You know what I mean? I just do my own podcast and have somebody else. That's what made me do it. But all right, so that's Dr. Dabber, Aber. I'm sorry, not Dabber, Aber. And $149. What's the next one?
Yes, another one for $149 called Summit Plus from Vapium.
Summit Plus. How much is that one?
$149.
What does it do? What's the feature? Does it say any features?
It just says versatile for traveling, camping, bring it to festive events. It's splash proof. Operated in extreme conditions from 0 degrees to 176 degrees. And like the other one we were talking about, it can be sent to your smartphone. And it's rubberized, so
you
keep the grip.
It's rubberized.
So you can keep a good grip.
Oh, did that. Or that.
This one called Hydrology, it has no, it looks like it takes the oil. It has no price, it just says information about it. Nothing Bluetooth, just 6 inches high. It was a smooth inhaling experience.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up. I mean, don't get no price. Like, yo, come check us out. Here's the website. You know? So there you go, people. You know, you got some, write us up. tell us what's your favorite. You know? You know? It's the vape pen. It's the vape pen. It's the vape pen. So, yeah, that's what's up on that. And, now this last article, we're going to go out on this one. It's the end. It's the butt of the show. No pun intended. But dig this. Yeah.
Nah, man, they're talking about promoting, how should we say this, anal ingestion of cannabis.
So basically but you know what else, on the real tip, I've heard some college kids, girls, putting alcohol like on tampons.
I mean, I've heard about that too, yeah.
So, I guess
it absorbs in your body, but it's just the interface, like the skin there is like an interface.
Man, that's right. Why would you want to put that inside?
People trying to get an experience, but they're trying to promote it, man. Where you sit on the can, man. Like, you're supposed to be able to put a lot more of a dosage on that area, and it absorbs a lot more, more readily into the bloodstream. Because they're trying to downplay the fact that, okay, when you're smoking stuff, you have the carcinogenic effect of anything you smoke eventually supposedly has carcinogenic effects. Then if you ingest it, they talk about the gastric juices getting in the way and breaking it down to where you're not getting as potent.
Who, I want to know, is there a name, who thought about you? Who sat around and say, man, you need to put something on your butt?
Researchers.
Well, now, come on, man. You got some type of fixation with butt play or something. You know, who thinks about that? I don't even, nobody get down like that, man. Nah, we don't mess around. So, like I said, that's the end of that. We ain't got that. We don't go out on that. I don't know.
It's doctors in Canada.
Canada, y'all. Well, listen. I don't know if that is more embarrassing than what we got. And run our government, so you know, y'all got that card. Y'all might do this, or if we laugh at y'all gonna say, I know what card y'all gonna put. Y'all gonna throw out the dumb Donald Trump card on us. Like, yeah, okay.
But then it introduces a phantom addictive characterization of marijuana. Like, people wanna get high so bad that they gotta put it up there. Like, it's introducing a kind of a villainized. Well, fine, they want to legalize it everywhere. Well, shoot, they put it up there. Like, it's kind of like an a-hole way of reacting to cannabis.
Right, like, I see what you're saying. Okay, so this ain't no, okay.
It's just, you know, they were like, well, fine, if they want to consume it like that, let them get high as they want to be. Let's introduce this.
Yeah, that, okay, so cannabis, maybe it's just somebody just effing up there, yeah. You know.
So, he lost his funding.
Oh, right.
This is funding. You know what? I was trying to tell him to put it up the blade.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he was trying to fund.
Exactly. You should lose your funding talking crazy like that, man. Yeah, man, we're going to keep this one short. So, everybody, this is short this week. Ah, man, this March shot through here. Well, it still ain't over. Well, happy first day of spring. Well, first week of spring, because when y'all hear this. First week of spring, everybody. So, those up there in the Northeast, you know, still snowing. It's cold, I guess. So, yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, man, we out. You got anything else? We got Meat Minds if you need any of your... Well, tell them, man.
Man, if y'all need anything done media-wise, websites,
boop,
audio, boop, music for your boop, own programming, boop, hit us up at meekminds.com, meekmind.com. We're available whenever you need us.
That's that.
We're going to be out, man. I'm going to just play them some Chainsmokers.
Been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list, but she said, where'd you wanna go, how much you wanna risk, I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do